Dr. Ben Carson urges Americans to join together in prayer during coronavirus pandemic. By Amy Furr on March 15, 2020. Americans can use the Chinese coronavirus pandemic as a way to come together for good, Dr. Ben Carson said at the White House on Saturday. At the press briefing, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, secretary reminded Americans that prayer and faith are part of what keeps the nation great, according to the Christian Post. Carson continued. President Trump is going to be recommending a national day of prayer. And you know, we've gotten away from prayer and faith a lot in this country. There's nothing wrong with godly principles, no matter what your faith is. Loving your neighbor, caring about the people around you. Developing your God-given talents to the utmost, so you become valuable to the people around you. Having values and principles that guide your life. Those are things that made America zoom to the top of the world in record time, and those are the things that will keep us there too. Saturday, President Trump declared Sunday a national day of prayer for citizens affected by the disease and for the ongoing national response efforts, according to the White House's website. The proclamation read, "As we unite in prayer, we are reminded that there is no burden too heavy for God to lift or for this country to bear with His help." Luke 1:37 promises that for with God nothing shall be impossible. And those words are just as true today as they have ever been. As one nation under God, we are greater than the hardships we face. And through prayer and acts of compassion and love, we will rise to this challenge and emerge stronger and more united than ever before. May God bless each of you, and may God bless the United States of America. On Twitter Sunday morning, he reminded Americans of the recent declaration. Sunday afternoon, Carson thanked President Trump for highlighting the need for prayer during the health crisis. "We are a compassionate, innovative, and resilient nation that was built on these principles, and they will continue to guide us through these trying times," Carson wrote in a subsequent tweet.